This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom. Tim, say your name.
And I'm Skeletim.
Oh, Tomb.
I was giving you the eyes to hopefully prompt you to remember
you gave
it's Halloween.
The eyes, and I thought there was a monster behind me. I thought that's what you were doing. And yeah, I got so scared, I forgot what my name was.
You did forget, and I thought like, oh, he's remembering he's supposed to say the name Tomb.
No, I couldn't even remember my regular name.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again, Tim.
Doesn't take much to throw you off your game, huh?
No, when I'm doing the intro the same way I've done it hundreds of times, and the whole time you're looking at me with just big wide eyes like, oh no, I want to tell you something, but I can't.
I know. I'm not allowed to talk until I'm addressed by you.
Yeah. And we're you know.
It's the curse of the podcast.
we're a few stories up here, so I'm thinking maybe something's floating outside the window, and that's what's spooking you.
Yeah. Well, Tom, it's Halloween month, and you beefed the last Halloween month intro
no.
Which is arguably the most important Halloween month intro because it's the one that falls closest to Halloween.
That's true. But you could also argue is the most authentic Halloween month intro because I was scared during it.
You really were genuinely frightened that I was making a weird face at
you. That something was happening behind me that needed my immediate attention.
I like that you're such a pro.
Yeah.
That you were frightened.
So frightened I forgot my name, but
you were so that you forgot your name and you're like, well, we're 3 seconds into the podcast. I can't stop and be like, wait, what's going on? Is
the
there a
show must go
me?
On, Tim. Yeah. Hell or high water.
It could have been either one behind
a
you.
Vampire floating behind. Because now I'm thinking there's like a vampire hovering outside the window and Dopey Tim here is going, oh, yeah, come on in. You're welcome inside. Oh, that's
am I
just,
allowed to invite?
That's just what I've been waiting to hear.
Am I allowed to invite a vampire into your home?
I believe so because you're in the home.
Right. So anybody inside. So a vampire could just work with a man on the inside, right?
I guess. I think the person on the inside has to also be invited.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't think you could
have... you meet someone at a bar.
Yeah.
They charm you and you say, hey, let's go home and watch the end of the game on my couch and have some brewskis, right? And then that guy's in cahoots.
Planning on eating me or something.
What do you mean? That happens all the time.
That men invite me back to finish watching the game.
No,
with them
you
while
invite
we're at the bar.
You invite other people back. And meet men, women, children.
I'm inviting there shouldn't be children at the bar at night. I'm inviting a bunch of people back. I'm like having a party.
No, I just feel like it might have happened numerous. I don't know.
Okay.
Look, I don't know what you do at bars, Tom.
I typically don't invite people back home with me.
All right. Well, let's say you were one predisposed to doing that. Okay. Like, hey, we're really hitting it off. And it turns out this guy's been in cahoots with a Dracula
the whole time. Yeah, the vampire.
And the vampire told him, go to a bar.
Yeah.
You're charming.
Right.
Make some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Get invited to their place.
Right.
And then I'll show up there. You invite me in. I'll start sucking everybody's blood.
why would the vampire need this guy as the middleman? Why doesn't the vampire go to the bar?
Because he's not charismatic enough.
He's not, Tim, that's why they're things. They can charm people.
Okay, would you invite...
Glamour, so, they right? That's what, they can glamour people.
I read the interview with the vampire.
Right. That was fiction, though.
All right, this is real life.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. But then why is it an issue at all that they need to be invited in if they can just, like, you know... On a, they could just knock on your door and, like, charm you.
I think it's just that they, like, can't sneak up on you.
Okay, but they can knock on your door.
That's not sneaking up on you.
So why would they, like, why is that a thing that's like, ooh, they have to be invited in if they can pretty much always get you to invite them in?
Look, I think one time some guy was so scared of vampires, somebody lied to him and said, yeah, they can't come inside unless you invite them in. Oh, are you sure? Yeah, now come on, go to bed.
And garlic too, that also works.
Garlic, it's like garlic does smell, you know, it's got
smells
a very
good,
yeah, but it has a very strong smell
sometimes, not when it's still in the bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever roast some garlic? Just put a whole bulb in the oven for a while.
I don't think I have done that. I'm aware of it, and maybe I've even eaten it.
Yeah. You can even just spread it on some bread, Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a culinary podcast now.
I grated some garlic this week.
Ah.
Yeah, I was grated my fingers doing that.
Ooh.
So.
Hey, be careful out there with your kitchen tools.
Yeah, because the vampires would love that. Some grated finger. Ooh, can I come
not
in?
Not one that's mixed in with
grated
garlic.
Yeah, oh, I got some blood for you, pal, here.
It's mixed in with this garlic.
Are you sure that's not just garlic with blood on it? No, it's all blood. It's pure blood. Just have some.
Are you going to dress up for Halloween?
I don't have any plans to at the moment, just because I don't have any Halloween plans. So
right.
I would be dressing up just for...
Would you like to come trick-or-treating with me?
Is your son going to be there or no?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, forget
it. He doesn't. You guys don't get along. You ghosted him at his birthday party.
We talked about this beforehand, that I accidentally ghosted your son at his birthday party. I was invited to his birthday party, and I just didn't even respond to the invite because I forgot.
It's okay. It's not a big thing.
Yeah. The next one, though.
I mean, you have one more chance with it. You're on thin ice with this boy.
Yeah, and like three is when you start to form like your memories you remember forever, I think.
He remembers stuff.
Yeah, I know he remembers stuff, but like, is he going to remember stuff? Is he going to...
He's been talking about this one fire truck he saw like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's 6 weeks ago. I'm saying when he's, you know, like a 50-year-old man, is he still going to be like, oh boy, this fire truck I saw this one time. You guys wouldn't believe it.
I mean, the amount that he's been talking about this one goddamn fire truck.
What
was maybe.
He got to like see it up close though, right?
No, this was one he just saw on the street.
Oh, okay.
Like he was still referencing that when he was like able to like climb on another fire truck.
He was like,
he's just like, oh, one passed by. It looked just like this one. It's like, yeah, most fire trucks look the same.
Was it because he it was like a time he saw one in action, like did it have the siren on?
And well, I mean, it was just like
nothing
stopped
notable.
At a red light.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's seen that before, right?
He sees it dozens of times a week.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's gonna wind up like some kind of Mary Lou Henner. He'll remember everything.
Hey, Tom, I've been, I'm a Redditor now. Do you know this?
I didn't know that.
I go on Reddit.com.
Well, do you post on there or you just read it?
I just read it. Does that not make me a Redditor?
I mean, it makes you a lurking Redditor.
Yeah, okay.
Say.
Is there a negative connotation?
No.
There? Okay. Yeah, I don't want to get into a conversation with anybody, but I now belong to...
I almost did that on the New York Post website today. I almost like signed up just to leave a comment.
Oh God! To like respond to somebody.
Yeah, to
else's...
respond to somebody else's comment, and I was like, "All right, no, I
what
can't."
What possible good could come from this?
Yeah.
That would put me in an early grave, I think.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm not thinking about how I'll look at those comments sometime. I'll be like, wow, a wasteland of losers down here. Who does this?
Yeah.
It was almost me, Tim. It was a close call.
Yeah, that's what it is a close call with Reddit sometimes because I'm signed in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, oh, I can just respond. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to like create an account. I don't have to sign it. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Just press a button. I can just type at this person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this subreddit called Dadit.
Okay.
It's for dads.
Reddit dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, like absentee fathers who are on Reddit instead of.
It's kind
of
turning me into one. Where like, but like. Dadit used to be like, you know, my son is 2 years old.
Right? I'm subscribed to the subreddit Daddies. It's different.
I'll have to check that one out. Yeah,
I mean, there's also a lot of advice on there.
And it used to be like, you know, recommendations of mm-hmm. like, hey, what like YouTube videos don't like rot your kid's brain?
Right,
like,
right.
How, like tips and like. Recently, in the last months.
But, you know, we'll still teach him how to fight.
Teach him how to fight?
Yeah.
The YouTube videos?
Yeah, you want to have a tough kid, right? You want to have a kid who's good at fighting still.
I do want to have a kid who's good at fighting, I think.
Right.
Because, like...
You got to start showing them videos now, Tim, of, you know, like...
Just, like, epic fights.
Like, old like, bum fights, DVDs, stuff like that.
Yeah, I have the complete collection.
Right.
We watched that as a wind down before bed.
Okay.
And it's like how I learned about Bluey, you know, mm-hmm. like and like you know, other.
Yeah, because when you're I imagine when you're a new dad, like I don't know, I just know from like having nieces now, like so many things that I learn about, I'm like, that has completely missed my radar, and I don't know if that's a good thing that they're into or a bad thing.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. you can find out, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, my kid is, like, 4 months old. And, like, does the sleeping get better? Like, what do you do? Like, tips to, like, get them sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, all helpful stuff. Mm-hmm. It's taken a turn.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how. Within mm-hmm. the last, like, couple months, freaking every post now is just, like, either... I'm at my wit's end. I hate my kids. Like, why did I have kids?
Yeah.
Or
how do I get rid of my kids?
Or my marriage is falling apart. My wife is cheating on me. Or my wife. Well, it happened today. My wife told me she's no longer in love with me. And like, literally, it's like maybe a dozen posts like this a day.
Yeah.
It's like maybe Dadit is bad for all of us. Maybe like. We've all been spending too much time on Dadit,
neglecting your in-life relationships.
But it's really become like it was like a switch flipped,
mm-hmm.
where it's like all of a sudden like it was this joyful, like helpful place, and now like literally every post is just like, well, of course this was always going to happen.
Yeah,
and,
I had been suspecting it for months, but
yeah, or like I was blindsided, but in retrospect, like this was
all
doomed
the signs
from the beginning.
Were there.
Yeah, and like. That's not really related to being a dad so much.
No, no. Unless they're saying that they were like such a bad dad, it caused their significant others to cheat on them.
And then all the advice is like, do not leave the house. Because if you leave the house, like you forfeit.
Right,
like,
right.
And like then like some like men's rights activists get in there. And it's like, mm-hmm. unfortunately, the legal system in America is by. It's like. Guys, I thought we were talking about Bluey and like songs you could sing to your kid to get them to fall asleep.
Tim, it sounds like you do need to start commenting with things like that.
And then also, I don't understand. Like, God forbid this happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave the house. Like, can I go get a taco?
That's what they want you to do.
Are they
Tim.
Saying like, don't move out
Tim,
because
the,
then you're
the thing
you're...
they advise women to do in this situation is suggest your husband go out to get a taco, and then you can take the entire place.
Get over on Mommit and see what they say, because it's all just like, well, I finally did it. I told my husband I don't love him anymore and that I've been cheating on him.
He's out
and
right now getting a taco like a moron.
Like, did you tell him to get the taco yet?
Yeah, he's out there right now. I just had the locksmith. Change all the locks.
Shout out to all the dadits.
Going through tough times.
But like, enough. Just look at somebody else's. And it's like, oh, I'm just here for, like, everybody's like, I support you, brother. And it's like, yeah, that's nice and all. But like, just.
But
can
are
we,
you
can
gonna...
we contain this to one chain of people whose lives are falling apart?
there should just be a mega thread of like lives falling apart.
Yeah. Did your wife recently tell you she's no longer in love with you?
Yeah. Or
have
or...
you been cuckolded and it came as a surprise?
Well, yeah, maybe two mega threads. One if you were surprised, one if you weren't surprised.
Yeah.
And all the signs were there. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not just Reddit, but any social media platform. Maybe that's what makes them so goddamn entertaining, to like read other people's problems and then people's suggestions for solutions.
Everybody's suggestion is always just like 0 to 60.
Yeah. And you'll just find the entire gamut of like, it's fine. She loves you. She'll be back. Don't even do anything. Don't acknowledge it. To like, yeah, you know, build a new house today.
Yeah. Or like when people have like in other, like when they're talking about like, I had a fight with my brother. It's yeah. just like, cut him off and cut off your parents too. Go complete no contact.
Yeah, there are so many that are like, that is a toxic relationship. You need to immediately go no contact with this person. And it'll be the most like innocuous things. I see that a lot with like...
it's like, that worked for me and I'm happier now. It's like, yeah, well... You know, you don't know this person's situation.
Yeah, there are so many where, especially like the relationship advice subreddits and stuff like that, and am I the asshole type things, where people are like, yeah, my like husband of 10 years forgot my birthday and I feel really upset about it. What should I do? And there will be like one comment where somebody's like, you know, the best thing to do is communicate. You should talk to them, let them know how you feel. But then every other comment is like, call a lawyer right now.
Call the police.
Yeah, call the police. Tell them an emergency is happening. You're being held hostage. Tell him to go out and get a taco. Nah, the internet.
Yeah. Can I just say, the bone I have to pick with, am I the asshole?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to read.
Mm-hmm.
But like, inherently... you're only hearing one person's side of the story.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's always just like there's always so many like, and what they didn't understand is blah blah blah. Like everybody makes themselves look so good and am I the asshole?
Yeah, but that's why when somebody posts an am I the asshole where they are the asshole, it makes it so much more satisfying when it's like, I'm getting their side of the story. And they thought they were so right that they went,
they thought they were presenting this in a positive light.
Yeah. They think this all makes them look good when it's like, you know, I told my girlfriend she should stop being so fat and stupid. And she got all mad at me. Am I the asshole? Love it. Love all that stuff.
Yeah, me too. It's what I do instead of raising my child.
Well, Tim... this week we're talking about...
That's not true, Tom. I confine Reddit to after the child goes to bed and when I'm on the toilet.
Okay. What if he asks...
I spend hours on the toilet during the day.
I have the worst hemorrhoids you could ever imagine. Not good sitting on the toilet for a long time, you know that?
Yeah,
your legs
heard
can
that.
Fall asleep. If it's not good to sit on the toilet for a long time, maybe we should rethink toilets.
I think they're trying to.
All their top men are on it right now. Well, Tim, we're talking about another problem that affects a lot of people during this last episode of Halloween month here.
Yeah. We really ramped up the topics to the spookiest topic of all.
Well, so I had asked you today, I was like, I have two ideas. We can do shadow people or Edgar Allan Poe because I just watched The Fall of the House of Usher.
Right.
Find out why is it you don't see Usher on TV as much as you used to.
I think you're about to, Tom.
Yeah?
He's going to do the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. The rise of the House of Usher.
Yeah. Well, they had to do the fall this year, right. So it can be a real rags to riches story in February when he takes that Super Bowl stage.
like, who is Irina? Oh, that they wanted Taylor Swift to do the Super Bowl. And she was like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
Essentially. Because they have to pay for the whole production, the artists.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What, you think the NFL's got money laying around to pay people for performing?
Is the NFL not paying her to show up at the games right now?
They are not. However, like, I read a thing about how it seems like she's getting a lot of, like, in-kind media as a...
Yeah, of course.
But, like, one was that one of these games she was at, like, they showed the trailer for her movie.
Oh, right.
Like, the full trailer. And it's like, yeah, that would have cost a pretty penny on, you know, Monday Night Football or whatever to show right. a two-minute-long trailer. So it sounds like there have been kind of negotiations about that type of stuff.
Well, she's just going to see her lover.
Presumably her boyfriend's paying her to be his girlfriend, though.
Right?
I think, no. I mean, I think
well,
it's...
Well, I think it cuts both ways. Look, maybe
yeah, I was going to say,
maybe
I don't...
Maybe they're in love, Tom.
I don't...
But maybe love means different things to
I
different
don't
people.
Think... Yeah, he's definitely not the only person benefiting from this. She is also... Right. Benefit. I mean, it does. It seems so calculated and managed and everything. But
I think it's cute.
You would think it's cute.
I do. I would, and I do.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you for
calling
out that I believe in love.
I think she should get back with John Mayer.
I think she should get back with Jake Gyllenhaal. Is that who it was?
Yeah. Yeah. He was one of the other. Jilted lovers, or she was jilted. I don't know
I think
who
he
was
jilted. Mean.
He was mean, and she wrote a big long song about it.
Yeah, and also he was like 30 years older than
yeah, he wasn't. I mean, yeah, I guess he's a decent, and they were like a lot younger than they are now. But anyway, Tim, we're not going to talk about Edgar Allan Poe because neither of us know anything about Edgar Allan Poe. But I will say this, Fall of the House of Usher, good show.
All right,
I enjoyed it. If you like Mike Flanagan stuff. Do you know what he's doing now, Tim?
I don't know who Mike Flanagan is, Tom.
Well, he's doing something else first, but his next project after that, The Dark Tower.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's something that like they should keep trying to adapt.
Yeah.
Keep trying to make that work.
Yeah. Stephen King's The Dark Tower series, I guess you would refer to it, epic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what
the thing that like even the people who were like really, really into those books by the end were like, please stop writing these books, Stephen King. Yeah.
And he was like, all right, I'm done now. No, I wrote a book that takes place between books 4 and 5 now.
Yeah. Good man, Stephen King.
He is a good guy, it seems like. But anyway, yeah. So we're not gonna talk about
I like hearing about his opinions on Twitter.
Yeah. We're not talking about Edgar Allan Poe or even Stephen King, Tim. We're talking about...
We should talk about Stephen King.
Yeah, why don't we think of that as a topic? Have we done Stephen King?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done Shadow People, so we're talking about Shadow People.
Are we sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, because the idea of Shadow People goes way back. But,
yeah.
But the current day popular idea of Shadow People, Tim, fairly new. Do you know this show, Coast to Coast AM?
Is that the radio show?
Yeah, the radio show about, like, Art Bell, before he passed, was the host.
It's about, like, people call in and talk about supernatural things that happened to them.
And there have been...
Now I'm not familiar with
there it. There have been a lot of crazy... The craziest one that I can think of was there was a call... have you heard about this one where a guy who said he worked at Area 51 called in?
I mean, I'm sure you've talked about it numerous times
on
this
very
show.
But you weren't paying attention.
Right.
This guy called in. He was like, I work at Area 51. And he was like very upset on the phone, it sounded like. You know, either the person was a good actor or it was real.
Right.
And before the call ended, there was a power outage and the entire like station went offline.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a very like, whoa, that was weird. This guy's like, they're going to kill me. I've only got a few minutes. But
wait,
like,
is that what he was saying?
He was not saying they're going to kill me, but he was like, I only have a few minutes. I have to like tell you what's going on, what I've seen.
Right.
And the power went out, and that guy never called back.
Has this been confirmed?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, sometimes, like, you figure, like, when did this happen? Like, back in the day, like, yeah, AM like radio shows or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes
like,
you hear...
Stuff is just, like, lost to time. Like, you, like, I'm always surprised when it's, like, yeah, like, we have no record of, like, how many times, I don't know, like... Something I'm bad at examples.
No idea how many times something happened.
You know what I mean?
The technology didn't exist to track it then. Yeah, I mean, there are, especially looking into...
Should have been able to come up with some example.
Well, I know looking into certain urban legends, especially for Halloween month, I'm trying to think of an example. I'm also bad at examples. But there are some where it's like, the story is crazy, and then you go to look it up, and it's like, so wait a minute, this was on TV, but I can't find anything about it. Yeah, I don't think this actually happened.
It's like when you watch Loose Change, and you're like, oh, I'd like to see the sources on this.
Oh, so I thought of an example. There's this really good story called The Man from Torrid, and it's this story about, I think it supposedly took place in like the 60s, I want to say. Where I think it was like Tokyo Airport, like plane landed, everybody got off and they're like going through security, going through customs rather. And this guy hands his passport and it's a passport from the country of Torrid, which does not exist. And they're like, what kind of phony baloney are you trying to pull on us? And this guy's like, what are you talking about? And basically, you know, the story is that somehow this guy like, switch dimensions or something.
Mm.
And he's from a different dimension where Torrid existed. And, you know, they think he's, you know, a faker. He's getting very upset because he's like, what do you mean the country I'm from doesn't exist? And that they like put him in a room, you know, and had the room watched. And when they went in, he was gone. He had disappeared. He had vanished. Presumably, you know, he had blipped back into whatever universe he was from.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Was there an open window there and the curtains were blowing?
No, because that's how
that would
they
probably
know.
Mean that he went out the window.
Yeah.
That's the implication there.
Right. To the best of my knowledge, that was not the case. But to the best of my investigative skills, absolutely no evidence whatsoever that. And it's one of those like nobody can even pinpoint where the story started.
Right.
So good it's like story, a great, though, great story and seat. Like a good, you know, good idea for like a science fiction story or whatever. But unfortunately, just no proof whatsoever. But. This Coast to Coast AM, there is proof. So anyway, that show helped popularize modern beliefs in shadow people. The first time the topic of shadow people was discussed at length on the show is April 12, 2001, when Art Bell interviewed a man purporting to be a Native American elder named Thunderstrikes, who is also known as, listen to this name, Tim, Harley Reagan.
Harley Reagan?
Yeah, that's what a cool. Badass. Yeah. hey, Harley Reagan. Nice to meet you. During the show, listeners were encouraged to submit drawings of shadow people that they had seen, and a large number of these drawings were immediately shared publicly on the website. I looked at the like Wayback Machine version of this, and a lot of these drawings of shadow people, Tim, look an awful lot like shadows, just kind of dark blobs. Now, we should talk about what shadow people are.
I don't understand what shadow people are.
So shadow people go by many names. Not that they go by many names. People don't know what they are, but it is basically the idea of like when you see either a shadow, think about like in the play or the live action Peter Pan, when like his shadow detaches from him, and it's, and usually they just put a person in like an all black outfit, and they're just, you know, they've got their face covered, their hands covered, everything, and they're just like,
in my opinion, never very convincing.
Never very convincing.
That's a guy,
yeah,
or a lady, because Peter Pan, Tom, sometimes
often
is a lady.
Yeah.
Because the wires have to lift her up or something.
I think it's probably just because Peter Pan's supposed to be a boy, So if you get like a petite woman to play him, then it's more believable that it's like a 12-year-old boy.
That's offensive to me.
Yeah, and also the wires have to help.
Yeah.
Easier to lift. But what do you think about when they like have to sew the shadow back onto him? It's just kind of like pantyhose or something that they're using. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of believable. I believe that more than the person in the outfit running around.
Yeah, that's true. I just, the whole idea of shadows, I remember as a kid, I was vexed.
Yeah.
Or I was just like, if he...
I'm just laughing thinking about how it was like a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about, what the hell's going on when you look in a mirror?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
We still haven't defined shadow people.
No.
But I do want to talk about when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Shadows used to freak me out. Like, once I understood...
What it was.
I was just like,
now, like your own shadow?
My own shadow. And you're scared of your own shadow. Yeah, maybe I am a little scared. Not scared.
Wait, maybe you are, not you were?
I don't feel...
Sure, maybe I'm occasionally startled by my own shadow,
I understand it's going to be there all the time.
Well, not all the time.
And that's what freaks me out, Tom.
Oh.
And I think it was because of Peter Pan.
Yeah.
It's just like, sometimes I wish that there was
you
no
shadow.
You
probably hadn't really thought about it before then.
Yeah, and I was mm-hmm. like, now there's always this thing following me around.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think it's it activates some primitive thing in my brain where it's like... there's something stalking me, or
I'm
there's something
hunted.
I can't get away from.
Yeah.
Unless I stand in a pitch black room, which is what I try
or
to do to get away
from. Or with like a light directly overhead.
Right.
Or just kind of lights all around.
Right.
That can kill your shadow.
Yeah, I'm always...
But not for good. It always comes back.
It always comes back.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. So anyway, I'm a little... Yeah, I feel like... I am a little afraid of my shadow.
Well, Tim, then you're probably going to be afraid of shadow people. So some people say shadow people are just like actual forms, black, like black, dark, like looking into a black hole, a void.
Right.
Of just like a figure. And then some people report shadow people less often, I feel like, as actual like shadows on the wall that you know,
like a cartoon projected.
Yeah, that like, yeah, a two-dimensional being that lives on the wall that's like, hello, I exist.
I would like that.
You're afraid of your own shadow, but you
like
this?
Because I can't
this?
Get away from it. I could walk away from the shadow guy on the wall. I could go somewhere where there's not a wall.
He can go on the floors, too.
He can go on the floors, too. God damn it.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to get rid of him then. Well, and it's too late. You've already invited him to start following
you. I thought that was a myth.
Yeah, a lot of people who have report seeing these things. And it's
goddamn crackpots, was it? Well, it is a lot of people using methamphetamines and taking the Benadryl challenge.
I do you want to explain that? I did see some of that popping up.
What do you mean, the Benadryl challenge?
Both of these things, Tim.
Yeah.
Don't go too in-depth in case we want to do an episode one day where we do the Benadryl challenge.
Well, first of all, psychological and physiological conditions,
yes,
can cause people. So, like sleeplessness, particularly in people who have taken massive amounts of drugs, methamphetamine
or methamphetamine.
Yeah, they tend to see the shadow people more often than people like you or me.
So, something about Benadryl and meth opens up your eyes to reality and you can see shadow people better. Okay, interesting.
Exactly. Do you know about this shadow person, the Hat Man?
Oh, yeah, I know about
and
the
I'm
Hat
not
Man.
Talking about the Scat Man.
Beep, bop, boop, bada, bop. The Hat Man. Who's that, like the Scat Man's hype man?
I wish. Yeah. The Hat Man always makes sure that the Scat Man is outfitted in the finest haberdashery.
Yeah, and if the Scat Man can do it, you can too.
Did the Scat Man have a hat? He kind of had a hat, right?
Yeah, I think he had a fedora.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He wasn't always wearing a fedora.
Yeah, but come on, what kind of Scat Man doesn't have a hat?
I picture him doing this with it. You gotta describe it.
Tim is miming, taking a fedora off his head and putting it back on his head.
Yeah, with one hand.
With one hand.
Like,
wow, 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 yeah.
The Hat Man shares the characteristics of general shadow people, but he's wearing a fedora.
Right.
But he's most commonly associated with sleep paralysis, which is another thing that still I'm affected by sleep paralysis maybe once a month.
Me too. Most recently, Laura woke me up because she was like, you were sleeping, but just going like this. And I was like, in my dream, I was screaming at the top of my lungs because I was like paralyzed and couldn't move.
Yeah. So like sleep paralysis happens, right? When like essentially the conscious part of your brain wakes up before like the part of your brain that like
stops you from moving around at night.
Yeah.
So that
up.
when you have a dream about, you know, running a marathon, you don't start running, which, you know, is like kind of the other problem that some people have where
they don't have that part of the
conscious part of them falls asleep and the unconscious part's like, oh, I guess we're awake. Do everything the brain tells us to. Take all this for real.
Yeah.
And that's how you get like sleepwalking and whatnot.
Yeah. I've had both, Tom.
Wow.
When I would sleep over at friends' houses, I would sleepwalk sometimes. Oh. And I think
that's a great time to do it.
I think I was always a little nervous sleeping when I was a kid.
It's always a little nervous sleepwalking for the first time in a new house.
This might shock you, knowing that this child who is literally afraid of his shadow was also a little skittish about like sleeping away from home.
Right. Yeah. I think you've talked about how often you had to be picked up.
Yeah. When I wasn't, like, I think there was something about like in my brain I was so uneasy when I fell asleep that
don't get too comfortable.
Yeah. And
keep
so
one
like,
eye open.
I would sleepwalk sometimes, and my friend Sean's dad one time was like, "Yeah, we found you walking and." You were saying, "Madonna, Madonna, I love Madonna," and he was just like, messing with me because I was like, "Shut up!" No, I wasn't, because I was like seven and like, stop saying like women. Stop saying I like beautiful women.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I get sleep paralysis. Uh-huh. But now I'm conscious enough to recognize, like, all right, just go back to sleep. And then I'm like, cool, I get to go back to sleep. And then I go back to sleep. I wake up normally.
I mean, that's the way to do it. Because sometimes when I get it, and I realize what it is, I think, all right, thrash as hard as
exactly.
you can.
Exactly. And then when
up.
You can't, you just start panicking
yeah,
even more.
Yeah, it's terrifying because you can't move. And
but
you're like, what's going on?
How great is it where it's like, there's an affliction that I have, and the only cure is to do the thing I like to do most in the world, just go back to sleep.
Right.
It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
If that could cure everything, I think we'd all be... so the Hat Man, people tend to see him. He's a shadow person with a fedora that people get when they take the Benadryl challenge. The Benadryl challenge is a thing that started in 2020 where you just drink a lot of Benadryl on TikTok and hallucinate.
Yeah.
And you describe to TikTok what's happening.
Right. It's wild that, like... we did stupid things when we were kids, but it's, I always think, well, yeah, because the internet was slow, so it was boring all the time. I always think, like, nowadays, for kids, no reason to do anything stupid. You can get a new video game right away. You can watch any video in the world you want. But no, they're
doing... The way that your mind works is fascinating.
But they just do stupider things than ever nowadays.
Yeah.
These challenges. I do think sometimes, like, TikTok gets a little unfairly criticized. I'm being, I should disclose I'm being paid by the
Chinese government,
the People's Republic of China, to say these things. But, you know, there will be these challenges, and, you know, a kid will get hurt or die, unfortunately. And it's like, look at what it's TikTok. They did this. It's like, I don't know, I go on TikTok and I don't get these videos. Anything that big is going to be inherently hard to police. I don't think they shouldn't be trying harder, but I get it.
Or maybe they just unplug the internet and we'd all be better.
I think...
turn off the internet. Cut the cable.
People, well, Tim Alaya internet's wireless now.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, I remember when I first got a wireless card for my laptop.
Wow, Tom.
In college, and I thought, what the hell did I buy this thing for? Where am I going to go with my computer?
Yeah, turns out you want to go everywhere with it.
Yeah, and I went outside, and I was like, oh, this is pretty neat. It works outside.
I got so depressed last night, Tom, when I was
thinking
looking,
about the wireless internet.
Yeah, essentially, I was on my phone. I was lying on my couch, looking at my phone at like 9:45 p.m.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been looking at my phone for like the last half hour. It's like, not that long ago, this wouldn't have been possible. And I would have been doing something else.
Right.
Like, I would have at least been
in the Benadryl challenge.
No, I don't even think. I wouldn't have even understood what the I took Benadryl for allergies.
Yeah. It's Benadryl's not great.
What do you mean?
Like, I always feel bad after I take Benadryl.
What do you take Benadryl for?
Like,
when you get hives?
Nah, when I've had, like, bad allergies, yeah, I think I have taken it when I've had, not necessarily hives, but, like, other, like, allergic reactions like that. But I feel so, or, like, if I couldn't sleep because, you know, my allergies were bothering me or whatever. But you feel, it's not even groggy. You just feel like so weird the next day.
Yeah.
And
it's
I
deliriant in high doses, which term I didn't even know existed.
Well, and then I read something recently. I forget where, but it was like a doctor saying basically like, yeah, nobody should really take Benadryl anymore. Like, we've come out with, like, better things since then. Like,
oh, really?
Like, there are much better antihistamines now. Like, that was kind of, like, our first crack at it. So, like, yeah, don't take Benadryl.
Why were they telling me to give it to my, like, six-month-old son?
Were you trying to, was he, causing trouble and you were just trying to get him out of your hair?
No, I was trying to convince him. I wanted him to wear a fedora for the Christmas card we were taking, and I thought if he saw the hat man,
right,
he'd be charmed, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, okay, I see what the big deal is."
So you gave him some Benadryl so he would see the hat man.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Thought maybe the hat man would convince him, like, "Oh yeah, fedora is pretty freaking cool." Because when I would, model fedoras for
you
him,
he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, a fedora doesn't sit right on my head.
Right, but if he saw how it
the
sat
hat,
on
man
the hat man
is basically designed.
Yeah. And you also, when you get your like Christmas card picture saying, you want your son's pupils to be as big as possible in that photo. And that's one way to do it.
It makes him look cherubic.
Luckily, whenever I've had sleep paralysis, I haven't had, God, knock on wood. I don't even like thinking about this because then like my subconscious is going to be like, oh, here's an idea for later.
Brains are so fucked up.
I know. We should be able to talk directly to our brain and tell it.
You should be able to slap your brain. You should be able to the hinge that opens up your head that you could just slap your brain.
Yeah, be like, hey, cut it out.
Yeah.
Quit. Being depressed or anxious or hey, don't I see you're thinking, oh, this guy says he's never seen the Hat Man before. Maybe we'll see him tonight. In my head, my brain always refers to me as this guy too. Which is fair. I think of my brain as this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's gonna try and make the Hat Man appear tonight. But luckily I've never had a sleep paralysis experience where I thought there's somebody else in the room or something. AJ, a friend of the show, AJ, had this sleep paralysis experience where there was an old man over him looking at him.
Kneeling on him, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think he was like kneeling on his chest.
Where there was a lady kneeling on his chest and an old man also there.
Yeah, I forget exactly how it worked, but...
Turns out he had paid the lady to do that to him. It was a real lady.
The old man had or AJ had?
AJ, they were both being paid by AJ.
Oh, okay. But he was like... I know it was sleep paralysis or whatever. I think it was like during the day too, which I feel like happens more. Like
AJ's
if I take
a nap guy.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But
you're a nap guy.
Yeah,
I always forget.
Nap
you
guy.
Still are you still taking a nap every day?
Not every day, but a lot of days. Yeah.
Wow. What time do you normally nap?
Usually like before dinner. I like a before dinner nap.
So like, give me
like
a time.
Five. Or
five to
like 5 to 6.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Or like 6 to 7, you know?
Wow. I wouldn't be able to recover.
I can recover, especially if it's, I mean, I can't do it if it's my turn to make dinner, you know?
Because
I got to be making dinner during that time. But if it's not my turn, it's a nice little treat.
Yeah, you've seen me. We were roommates. You've seen me. Like, remember when I tried to take a nap before we had a party?
And you slept through the entire party?
Yeah, and people kept coming in from the party into my room and waking me up. And I was just like, get out of here.
Yeah. And that was just like, it was like a Friday afternoon. And you were just like tired from the work week.
Yeah.
And,
I was like, I'm going to catch an hour before people start coming to our party. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm tired from the week.
Yeah.
And then like, not only like, did I sleep? Like when I nap, it's just like, no, this is great. I just want to keep sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, and this is great. It's like I went to bed super early.
Yeah. And your bedroom door was just like wide open the whole time. Like people were coming in to like mess with you, but then, you know, it got like so crowded at a point. It's like, oh, let's go in the room where that guy's sleeping and talk.
Yeah.
Boy, but I, you know, I was running around doing double duty as the host, Tim.
I know, you had all the hors d'oeuvre trays.
Yeah. My boss and his wife were coming over. But yeah, so.
Reynolds!
So the.
Great job with the party. And you're like, thank you, sir.
I love that your roommate slept through the whole thing. How hilarious.
Yeah, you thought he would think it was weird.
So yeah, I know AJ's seen an old man, and the way he talked about, like, he didn't talk about it like, oh, it was real, but he was like, during that time, it was real. Like, it was, this is happening. And even after I woke up later, like he said, there wasn't really like a transition, you know, he didn't go back to sleep. Right. It was just like eventually the man disappeared and then he could move again, which I think made it feel even weirder, made it feel, you know, potentially like something supernatural. Tim, a lot of ideas about who these shadow people are. Of course, we've got your usual suspects.
The devil.
The devil, demons.
I still don't understand the difference between the devil and demon. Or the devil is a demon?
The devil is a demon, and there are devils, but then there's the devil.
What?
Yeah.
Have you explained this to me before?
Like, you know, there's the heartbreakers, but Tom Petty, he's the heartbreaker.
No, he's not. He's not a heartbreaker.
Yeah, that was a bad example. I'm trying to think of what example of this would be where it's like there are, I guess like there are gods, but then there's God.
But that's not true.
What do you mean it's not true? But there are devils, but then there's the devil?
No, but what I'm saying is like there's like in polytheistic religions, there's not like one god overseeing all the other gods.
No, but I'm saying within like culture, when we talk about gods with a lowercase g versus God with an uppercase g, it's similar to like Zeus is a god, but Zeus isn't God with a big G. And like, you know, Lucifer or whatever. Meh, Lucifer is a bad example. I'm trying to think of other
demons.
None
of this makes sense. This hierarchy makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's confusing stuff with demons. And I don't think, look, you certainly don't want to be dealing with the big man himself, Satan.
Oh, yeah.
But,
eh.
Or you think you can get more done just talking, is like you're talking to the manager.
Yeah, and also, like, Satan, like, I can outsmart him. I know his tricks. What?
Sounds like somebody's inviting Satan to try and...
Sure.
What?
Bring him here right now. I'll outsmart him. Or I won't outsmart him, but I'll...
You just won't take him up on any offers.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, Tim.
I know he's going to make him sound so good.
He's going to make an offer that's like a... It sounds like a no-risk offer.
But I know it's a trick, Tom, to get my soul.
He's going
to
tell you... Tim, no trick. No trick to this one. I just, you know, I've been doing a lot of self-reflection. I feel bad about a lot of the stuff I've been doing.
He'd manipulate me. You're right.
Yeah. And, you know, Tim, I used to be an angel. I used to be one of the good guys. And I'm trying my hardest to get back there. But, you know, people just don't like to hear a redemption story, I guess.
It's a compelling.
But it would really help me out if you took this deal that... Look at this deal, Tim. $1 billion and you don't have to do anything.
I really wish that was like as it is portrayed or was portrayed to us in religion class and also in pop culture, where it's like the literal devil will come to you and offer you cool stuff.
Why do you wish it was like...
Because like sometimes it's just like, I'd like something cool.
But you don't want to agree to the devil's terms.
I'd work on it later. I'd work on getting out of that deal.
I mean, I'd certainly rather have the devil offering me a deal than like haunting me.
Exactly.
I'd rather him come up at a bar and like, you know, make a pen materialize with a... fire and be like, just sign right here, then hovering over my bed, you know, with a fedora on.
That's the thing. That's why I think I've never really been that scared of the devil.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, he's like desperate to make a deal.
He's a businessman.
He's
got fish to fry, bigger fish to fry.
Hey, but, and, he's not even the most evil businessman that I've heard of, you know what I mean? The way that, corporate America is these days.
Oh yeah, you would think maybe it's run by the devil himself.
Yeah, I think the devil pales in comparison to the Wolf of Wall Street. Am I right?
You know what's crazy about that guy, Jordan
Belfort?
Yeah, like he's still he's like out there selling things, and people are like cryptocurrencies, and people are like. Yeah,
it's the guy. That's the guy from the thing.
Yeah, the famous
the people that took the wrong lesson.
I mean, he was such a good investor. They made a movie about him.
Yeah, he was really good at tricking rubes. So I'm going to buy into his scheme now.
Yeah, And the only thing I've heard, and when I tell everybody that I'm thinking about making a big investment in crypto, they tell me, you know, it's rife with scams. But I say, nah, they wouldn't make a movie about somebody that did bad things. Absolutely insane.
They've never made a movie about a guy that does bad things.
Well, not as the protagonist, certainly. So, yeah, some people think the shadow people, they're demons. Some people think they are ghosts, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think they're aliens. But it's kind of like, look, nah, come on. We know what aliens look like.
Come on, you're being an asshole.
Yeah. But I think two of the interesting ones...
You're embarrassing yourself.
...are some people think they're time travelers.
Yeah, I mean, you always think this is interesting. But like all supernatural things are like, maybe it's a time traveler.
Well, I think it's an interesting... I think the theory is basically like...
So we're not sure that if this is just like a guy who is 2D shadow on the wall or mm-hmm. like a guy in an all black like Lycra bodysuit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think most people don't see it as a shadow on the wall.
Right.
They just see it as a person, like a three-dimensional person that just looks like a shadow, has the...
Like the darkest paint in the world.
Yeah, like the Vanta black paint.
Yeah.
But then also like maybe like kind of blurry at the edges like a shadow is, you know, kind of unfocused.
Right.
But yeah, some people think it could be... Oh,
I'm looking at my own shadow right
Tim,
now.
Tim, come on. I thought that was a shadow person. Tim just projected his shadow on the wall here. But yeah, some people think it's time travelers. Which I think is an interesting idea that somebody could travel back in time and they're like checking it out, like maybe a tourist experience, but they appear as a shadow person to, you know, because maybe they're not really in this time.
Right.
But then you think like, somebody from like 5,000 years in the future going, yeah, let me go see what a guy in 2023 was watching on TV late at night. That's where I'd like to visit. And then the other thing people think it might be is interdimensional beings.
Hmm.
Which I guess,
another thing that you're always taught. You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea, Tim. Gotta look into it.
I mean, we do have to look into it.
I guess maybe that could kind of go along with the idea of like a two-dimensional, because if they're from a dimension with only two dimensions, then maybe they would appear as like a shadow on the wall. Food for thought, Tim. That's all I'm saying. Food for thought.
Yeah, I got to wrap my head around these multi-dimensions. Are there any movies that you can recommend that might help me to understand them?
Multi-dimension movies?
Yeah.
Is this a joke? Is there like a one I'm supposed to...
every fucking movie these days.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but those are like IP dimensions.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I'm talking
about Ant-Man coming to my house as a shadow.
I was reading about... and then like some people see shadow people when they take drugs, like we were talking about. And like how I've told you about how a lot of people on DMT see machine elves.
Right.
So there are a lot of people that think there's something to that. You know, why is everybody seeing these machine elves? Maybe they do exist in a way we can't see unless we're on drugs. And so some people think about this. And
Should we get in a clinical thing where we do DMT under doctor's supervision?
How would we get in a clinical thing? See if any clinics are looking for podcast hosts that would like to.
Like we do it and we waive whatever like participation fee.
Uh-huh.
That we would be paid.
Oh, I see.
For
okay.
a study.
Yeah.
And then we get to talk about it.
I mean, we could probably talk about it and still get paid.
Okay. Yeah, you're a great negotiator, Tom.
Right. The devil himself could use me. Tim, please don't make any deals with the devil. You just showed your...
I started from such a weak spot. Yeah. What am I doing?
Look, first things first, we don't want to be paid, all right?
Well, really, I just want to do the DMT.
Okay, well.
And not die or freak out or, like, kill somebody.
Yeah. Do you want, would you want to see machine elves if you did the DMT?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Why else would I do DMT?
I don't know. Maybe they would freak you out.
I'm sure they would. But what? I like to go on roller coasters.
Yeah, but what if they were like, hey, Tim, yeah, we're real. Guess what? We're around all the time.
I know, as long as I know.
Just like your shadow. We're always following you.
Shit, yeah. I'd like to know.
Goodbye for now.
I'd like to know at least.
Yeah. I don't know. There's
because I'm at peace with my shadow now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's nice. There's a lot of people talking about interdimensional things lately. And like UFO phenomenon, whatever, they're basically like, yeah, I think the scary idea that they don't want to tell us about is that there are things we can't see around all the time that, you know, just our senses can't sense them. You know, they're beings that exist as energy or radio waves or whatever. And they're just kind of always watching you jerk off and stuff. Taking a dump.
And you can watch me take a dump if somebody wants to.
Nudging each other and going, look, ew, he's doing it, even though we're both here.
That's fine. I hope they're getting a real kick out of it.
But I was looking on this website.
I wish I was a beautiful woman so I could do it, because I don't care if anybody watches me poop.
Uh-huh.
I wish a beautiful woman that I could be like, hey, I'll like go on Craigslist and be like, I'll send you a video of me pooping for like $13,000.
What?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. You wish you were a beautiful woman so you can finally make some money off of videos of you pooping?
What I'm saying is everybody's like, oh, like if some creep wants to watch me poop, yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody wants to watch me poop because I'm not a beautiful woman.
What if somebody was like, yeah, great, and then they took that video of you pooping and they sent it to, like, everybody? Who cares?
Yeah.
They'd be like, Tim, why are you taking videos of yourself pooping?
For $13,000. That's why I did it. Or if somebody, like, set up a hidden camera. It's like, oh, I got this pic. God bless you. Like, am I going to be ashamed for using the bathroom?
I mean, I always think that about, like, how they always talk about, like,
unless somebody's like, he wipes weird.
He's doing it wrong. Ew.
I shook that guy's hand once.
I always think that about, how they talk about how Scientology has all these, blackmail material from audit sessions. And it's like, yeah, and if the video comes out of Tom Cruise talking about killing somebody while he's holding a fucking e-meter thing, I'm going to know where that video came from.
Yeah, but it's also like, they know that Tom Cruise killed somebody.
Yeah. But I don't know, prove it. And you're going to have to prove it by releasing a video that everybody's going to know where it came from.
Right.
And then they're going to...
other thing is, I think we had this this whole last 10 minutes, I think we talked about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it's still on my mind.
Yeah. Even me selling the pooping videos.
Oh, yeah. You're always trying to find a way to do that.
No, but look... I'm just saying.
Yeah. If somebody
not doing anything wrong,
right,
and some pervert
gets a video of you, yeah.
Like, get your money
right.
for it.
Yeah,
like, make sure to bleed that pervert dry.
Right.
But, like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
And then call the police on the pervert because he's probably got, like, worse stuff.
Yeah. Well, say you're going to call the police on the pervert. Get some money out of him, more money,
and then call the police.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our social media links there, our subreddit, our Discord. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide, where we're still neck deep in The Exorcist.
Yeah, you finished it this
week.
Yeah,
not neck deep, Tim. We're reaching the end. We're going to do a movie afterwards, but... You can get the new Exorcist episode and all the back episodes of Books the Podcast, patreon.com/complete guide. And you can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim. I'm always yawning at that point. It's just because you talk for so long.
Anyway, I was going to say, I was looking at this website, psychonautwiki.org.
Cool.
And apparently it's just like, you know, psychonauts, people that go on trips.
Okay.
And then like kind of report their findings. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing about shadow people on this like wiki. But I didn't even look at like, you know, they have like references to things like, oh, some people say this happens. Some people say this happens. But I was like looking at the footnotes and one of the references are all like this. I think this was actually Benadryl, and it was experience 550 milligrams, bugs all around me. And like a lot of them are just kind of like, here's what I took, and then here's what happened.
Here are the bugs I saw.
And then you're just like,
here's where the bugs were.
Here's a very quick summary of what happened. And then if you click on that, it goes into all the detail. But it's like, long story short, took a bunch of this, bugs everywhere. Don't recommend. Don't take this much of this, you know. I don't know, take a, you know, and the doses are all over the place, especially because like a lot of this stuff, it's like, well, like you were saying, it's a hallucinogen in high doses, right, where it's like, yeah, if you take a little of this, it's an upper. If you take a lot, it's a downer. Right. If you take more, it's a hallucinogen.
Well, I'd like to try something at some point, but I would need to be there with, like,
let me try something.
Somebody
give me something.
Dose me.
Somebody invite me to a clinical trial.
Yeah, I want like at least 3 medical doctors there.
Okay, I could arrange that,
including Dr. Ben Carson.
Can, well, along those lines, Tim, can they be recently disgraced?
Who
can they be recently disgraced?
Yeah,
doctors?
yeah.
But they still, do they have to have their medical license?
Yes.
Okay. What about Dr. Conrad Murray? Can he be one of the doctors?
I don't know. I have a previously standing bias against him.
He's out now. He did his time, Tim. He's paid his...
He's been out for over a decade, Tom.
Yeah, he paid his service to society or his debt to society. Let him dose you. You can count on him.
Dr. Conrad Murray, I think, is like one of the... a few doctors I would not trust to dose me with something.
He doesn't have his medical license right?
Look, I'm even more frail than
the guy that
Michael
killed
Jackson
Michael Jackson, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about.
If somebody's listening to this show and hasn't learned who Dr. Conrad Murray is, by this point, you just haven't been paying attention.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.